You're with Libby Gore on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
This is a story of fraternal love that has turned itself into a complete social movement. Alex Decker is a student at Monash University studying science and global studies, and his sister Pietra is a doctor at the Monash Medical Centre. He noticed that she and her mates who were working alongside her were too busy, too overwhelmed with COVID-19 in the clinic to even think about organising something to eat. Muesli bars from a vending machine was the staple. And so he offered to make her a lasagna. That one humble lasagna has turned itself into a complete social enterprise with people donating food, kitchens, hands, delivery services to make sure that our medical staff manning the COVID-19 clinics are fed, watered and sustained. I spoke to him on our Sunday show.
Good morning, Libby.
How great to be here. It's great to talk to you. I understand your mother's a fan.
Yeah, actually, we used to listen to you on the way home from soccer practice.
I sort of feel like I'm Rove in a dress saying, say hi to your mum for me. Listen, your story is extraordinary. Your sister's a doctor, her mates are doctors, and you offered to make them lasagnas. Is that the way it starts?
Yeah, so my sister, like, she came home from work, she gave me a call, and, like, she was just talking about her day, and, like, it was obvious that she just worked 16 hours. She was absolutely exhausted. She'd been working in the COVID clinic at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it popped up to me that, like, hey, have you eaten today? And, like, she replied, nah, just a muesli bar. That was probably what she's going to have for dinner as well. So I'm like, oh, don't worry, I'll make you a lasagna. Easy peasy. And from there, everything's kind of tumbled into place.
How many lasagnas? Well, firstly, you set up a Facebook page and people offered to help, right?
Yeah. So I realised that everyone working in healthcare was probably in a similar situation to my sister. Some of them wouldn't even have the support networks my sister did. So I'm just like, I'll put out a post on Facebook. I'll open it up to the masses. I'll say, hey, if anyone around me needs some food, I can cook for you. I'll pay for it out of my own dime. It's not a problem. You guys are helping protect our loved ones. So may as well give back in a little way. That quickly got out of hand. We got over 1,000 responses in the first 4 hours.
Wow.
And, yeah, we really realized that this is not something I could do alone. So an amazing team's formed around me. And, yeah, at the moment we've cooked probably about 2,000 to 3,000 meals and delivered them all to hospitals.
So how are you delivering them?
Well, we have a team of volunteers who come pick them up from the restaurants we're cooking in.
So restaurants have actually donated their kitchens?
Yeah, so we have a couple of restaurants around the state who have donated their kitchens, donated their shifts and their time. And they're using ingredients that have either been donated to us or that we bought in bulk through our GoFundMe. And we're making just amazing, huge amounts of meals and driving them straight to the ED departments.
Wow. Is it still just lasagna or have you extended the menu?
Well, I've been actually informed since that because of the way we're doing it, lasagna's not even feasible to make at large enough scales because the doctors, they don't have time to eat like such a intensive, messy dish. So we're going for short pastas, we're going for risottos, easy to eat, easy to reheat, that kind of stuff.
How do the doctors actually enrol to put themselves on the list to be fed?
Well, because of the way I started, we were originally just going to drop them off at the house. But since we got over 100 responses, like asking for food at 100 different locations, that almost immediately became infeasible to deliver to everyone. So now we're just delivering it to the department. So the Austin, we've delivered over 1,000 meals to them. The Melbourne, where Susan was working, we've probably delivered about 700 to 800 meals. And there's a bunch of other COVID screening clinics around town where we've been delivering meals as well.
You're listening to Alex Decker. He is a Monash University Science and Global Studies student. His sister Pietra is a young doctor. And out of all of this and COVID-19, it's turned out that Alex has decided to feed all of the medical staff because they don't have time to feed themselves. He has people donating their hands, ingredients, kitchens and delivery services to hospitals around and about time. How can people help you, Alex? What do you need and how can they help you?
Well, we are always looking for more kitchen spaces and trained chefs to be able to cook such high amounts of food. We used to be able to run on just an army of volunteers. Who were like just you and me, university students or radio workers or people who weren't in the culinary world. However, when we got to such high demands, we needed trained chefs. And we have an amazing team of trained chefs, but we always need more.
So how do they find you?
So just search our Facebook page, Alex Makes Meals.
Alex,
send us a message.
I'll just say it slowly. Alex Makes Meals on Facebook. Yep.
Yep. send us a message and we'll get back to you. We'll tell you how you can help out. We probably even have a restaurant near you where you can get cooking.
Wow. And in terms of money, you must need money in order to package stuff up, buy ingredients, pay for petrol to deliver.
Yeah, so we have a GoFundMe as well that's linked to on our Facebook page, also by the same name, Alex Makes Meals. And we are using all of those funds to help get the food to the hospitals or purchase food in bulk so that we can cook as many meals as we possibly can.
That's extraordinary, Alex. Good on you.
Thank you. And yeah, we're hoping to ramp up to 2,000 meals a day soon.
Wow. Does Pietra like your cooking yet?
Yeah, although she's moved out of the COVID screening clinic, so she's taken herself off the list of people who are immediately getting it in order to get it to the people who are at most in need from this.
How many hours a day are they working in terms of not being able to sort out their food?
Well, it depends on the staff member. Some of them are working 16-hour plus with often unpaid overtime. But it's not even that they're working so much they can't get the food. It's that when they leave the hospital, the shelves are empty at the supermarket.
Right.
Or they can't go into public for fear of contaminating themselves and making their patients sick. There's just so many reasons why they're struggling to cook and struggling to fend for themselves right now. We don't have to, we don't want them to worry about where the next meal is coming from.
And the people who are actually helping you, you obviously must have really stringent restrictions on how they socialise and observe physical distancing rules as well.
Exactly. So we've gone in incredible lengths to make sure all of our volunteers are self-isolating. None of our volunteers are allowed to use public transport. We've probably gone through about 10 litres of hand sanitizer in the past week at our kitchens. The amount of restrictions we're going through are above and beyond what the government's even recommending for COVID, just because those that we're looking after are in such a vulnerable position.
So, Alex Decker, thank you for joining us on the radio. Great to meet you.
Yeah, thank you, Libby. It's been great to be here.
I hope I can direct people your way. It's to Facebook. There's a Facebook page called Alex Makes Meals. If you're a chef and you want to cook for Alex and help him make the proper meals that doctors in the COVID clinics can actually eat, you can send him a message. If you would be interested in supporting him financially, there is a GoFundMe page, Alex Makes Meals, that you can get to from the Facebook page.